And it's like, this can was supposed to be a sphere, right? From the pressure buildup. Is that that's right, right? And it should be shaking. That's normal. That's normal, right?
Yeah.
It's moving of its own accord.
That's fine.
But we kind of
lively. Sit-talk, everybody.
Sit-talk!
I don't know where the beginning was in that.
This is
going to
be
the beginning
weird
was
fucking
bad
episode.
Welcome, everybody, to a fully virtual sit-sock.
We're in the future.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has pants on.
Indeed.
Is this going to be one of the rare episodes where our cold open is actually the actual opening?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. That's for Kendrick to figure out when he's drunk, tagging and editing this later.
Indeed. So,
fuck
you, French.
Future, everybody.
Future Kendrick. So, yeah.
COVID-19, everybody, is causing us to quarantine in our homes, and I was too lazy to drive across town. So, we're not, like, in lockdown yet, but, like, I just didn't want to do it. So.
Yeah. We are in social distancing, not quarantine.
I mean, we should like read off all the things that are currently going as like a benchmark. We're like,
well,
do
we want to just go ahead and date the episode?
At time of recording, we're working from home. We're not allowed to eat out at buildings. Bars are all closed.
Takeout's okay, and
takeout's
and delivery's okay.
Yep,
delivery's okay, but they're doing a delivery where they will put it on your doorstep and leave, and not hand it to you.
It's also St. Patrick's Day, so we're.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I've got a.
So I'm drinking Irish whiskey.
I don't have anything like that, so I'm making do with Tennessee Sour Mash.
Close enough.
I forgot to get a drink before the podcast, so
you
let's start over and
fucking...
then. I made cabbage pockets today.
You made what?
I was
cabbage
there.
Pockets. Like, I made cabbage and beef and onions, and I put them in some croissant rolls, and I cooked them, and that's what my mom always used to make on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day. It was good. I put cheese in them and added some sauce, which
you're
is my...
Goddamn right you did.
Nice.
Fancy word for ketchup and sour cream. And it was pretty good. I think I need to cook the cabbage a little bit longer, because it was still a little crunchy, but...
It's purely up to you, man.
Yeah, it's all up to me. It's my world.
As Chef John says, that's just you cooking.
So, but yeah.
So, things are kind of crazy right now. You know, it's really awkward to record a podcast without the body language things. You know, I don't know how you guys do this. This is tough.
Generally, well, when Dalton and I do it, we don't talk over each other as much. We tend to wait. Like, we've gotten really good at waiting until someone else is done with their thought before
kind
we chime like that.
Kind of like, finding the pause instead of what I did, which was jump in right over the word you were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe's a dickhead here.
So it's a little easier when you, like, kind of get used to that kind of back and forth. But you're right. It took some time for us to,
no,
like...
No, and it's partially, like, I'm used to it a little bit because we've been doing fully virtual meetings for a couple teams where everybody is on, we call it the Brady Bunch, and it's kind of cute that the rest of the company is now like, oh, look at us, we've got all these people. It's like, we've literally been doing that for a couple of months now because we've got a bunch of people across a lot of different cities.
Yeah.
We're used to that to some extent. It's just funny because I wish I had the body language because you get that slouch where you're like, oh wait,
and then all you hear is a bunch of people like stuttering and no one actually talking.
Well, and we're not going to do it here necessarily, but being on mute when you're not talking, especially because everyone has background noises and children and dogs and cats and shit. So,
and
speaking
like, people
of which,
locked
can you
up
guys
in their
hear
basement.
Any of that?
No,
not while you talk at the exact same time as Kyle. No. I hear nothing, for the record. Discord does a really good job of gating and cutting off background noise. I think it's probably one of the more elegant ones for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here's to you, Discord.
Here. What is it? They had the stat on Steam the other day. Like, Steam and Discord had, like, 20 million people on Sunday or some nonsense like that.
Oh, yeah?
Holy shit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I saw all of the online conference tools and streaming tools and everything are like seeing crazy amounts of effort. Like we were just talking about before the thing started about how our head of IT is recommending that we start our meetings 5 minutes after the hour because the spike of everybody in the world getting on things like GoToMeeting and Slack and everything else is causing a massive uptick in use right on the hour, on every fucking hour. So they're saying if you wait a few minutes, that drops off, and then you can get in. But if you try and hit it right on the hour, no one can get in.
Wow.
That's the future we're in.
That's actually what happened to me earlier. That's why I fucking crapped out on me earlier. I had a call that was having trouble, but shit.
Yep. So it's funny because then the first tool you try will fail, and you'll give up after a few minutes and try another tool. But after 3 or 4 minutes after the hour, that's when most people have given up and swapped tools as well. So that's when it takes the pressure off, which I find to be hilarious.
Absolutely.
Hilarious.
If you're like the tool that everybody goes to, I imagine that's amazing because like everyone's like, well, F it, let's just use Discord. Or, like, let's just use, like, our Slack chat or something like that.
We were using Slack very effectively for internal company communications, but it's really hard to get people outside the company included.
Yeah. Somebody was mentioning, they were talking about, it might have been on Reddit or Facebook or something, and they were like, man, it's like, what are we going to do with, like, if the tools for these, you know, interpersonal contact, you know, like GoToMeeting and stuff doesn't handle the traffic, where do we go? And somebody had piped up, and they're like, well, do you guys play World of Warcraft? Because their servers are designed to handle this kind of traffic.
Yes.
And that kicked off this beautiful thing in my head of like actual people, just like a group of orc players. They're just like level one, and they're just sitting in a group having a class. And I was like, that sounds really cool.
I mean, it's you want to go to somebody who's figured out how to handle large groups of people using things at the exact same fucking time. MMOs are where it's at.
Yeah.
And that's why Discord's having fewer problems than most, because it's like, yeah, no, we know stupid, sudden, inexplicable, massive scaling. Yeah, we're good at that.
We've been doing that for years.
Yeah, like places like Twitch, yeah, they probably have it on lock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of stuff we need that is crashing, did you guys hear about Amazon? No, I was going to... We can talk about that, but... That Amazon suspending warehouse shipments except for medical supplies and high demand products.
I heard first that they were prioritizing, and then I saw they were suspending non things, and I'm like, I don't know which of those is true, but
yeah. What I'm wondering is like, is it as of today, or like if stuff we ordered like 2 days ago, does that mean it's not going to get here?
If it's what I think it is, it's that the distribution, like because there's that like warehouse near us.
Mm-hmm.
It's that the shipments to that warehouse are being prioritized towards things like household items and medical supplies. And then whatever that warehouse has, they're going to ship. And then if they run out and it's not one of those things, then you're just shit out of luck.
This is like the first time I saw Amazon shipping not, say, like 2 days. It was weird. Like when I went to use Amazon, I was reading an article about the whole suspension of thing. But the delay that you're talking about, it was like... Oh, would you like to get these things on Thursday when you ordered them Sunday? Or would you like to get them next Friday? Or the Friday after next? And I was like, is that a question? Like, sooner?
I would like it now.
Is now still an option?
No.
No. Okay. This is an A to B conversation, so I'll just go fuck myself.
Correct.
What kind of food do you guys have prepared? Like, are you eating out still? Do you guys have a bunch of food at home already? Like, how's your food situation looking?
I've been balancing it. Like, I went to Starbucks and had a coffee after lunch today. I had leftovers. We had some Indian food from earlier. When we officially were working from home, I went to the grocery store and I bought whatever I could find. I got some bagels, I got some cream cheese, I got some canned foods, I got a couple of some, I mean, I got a box of ramen because I could, it's a bunch of eggs, like stuff I'm probably going to eat anyway, but now that I'm home for two more meals a day, I bought more of those things, but I also did buy some more like canned beans, a couple canned potatoes, canned meats, because I know how to cook with those, and I'm willing to, like, I know how to take, and this is just a thing, is like, I'm comfortable saying, I've got canned potatoes, canned beans, and some canned chicken. What can I make with that, with the spices I have? Mm-hmm. And I can make that into something, you know, like a soup or like a taco plate or something. So for me, I got those stuff because those also last years. So if it all goes away, I'll be like, oh, we'll just have those potatoes for later when I'm feeling really lazy and want to cook something.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did was – sorry, Joe, let you talk first, and then I'll follow up.
Okay. Yeah, no, we kind of did – some more like recipe specific stuff, because we generally like kind of cycle through a list of like, okay, here's what we want from our ground beef section. We'll do enchiladas this month, and then so we found a bunch of stuff like that, and then also stocked up on a bunch of non-perishables, and then we try not to go overboard, but between Laura's mother, who was here while she was recovering for a day, and then she went back home when they were like, oh, we're quarantining everybody.
Peace out.
Peace!
Yeah. More on that later, but like, we somehow ended up with 5 loaves of bread. So we threw like 3 of those in the freezer, and we just have like 2, and I think our roommate Kat, she's going to head down to Colorado Springs tonight to go stay with her girlfriend, and she's going to take one of those with her.
That's good.
Yeah, so it's just like she's taking a bunch of stuff too, and we just bought a bunch of like non-perishable stuff and then really easy to fix meals that produce a lot of stuff that we can put in the ice box and then and go from there.
Yeah. I actually I ran into one issue, which is that my freezer is full because Kate's doing a bunch of meal preps, so I couldn't buy more stuff for the freezer because she already had it. So it's like, don't buy any more convenience meals or things to freeze, because I'm like, all right, well, because she already had it. So that we might become preppable, I guess.
We did like that similar. So we have like a lot of dry and canned foods that we bought, but I don't know if we're gonna hit them right away, if we are at all. You know, it was more just like, oh shit, every canned thing we have has been expired because it's been around for so long. Let's like restock that and make sure we have it. Pasta.
I found shit that Garion bought.
Yeah, I found shit that I had when I lived with like Joe.
So you've moved it twice?
Yeah, I mean, I figured it's canned. Like, it can't get botulism that easily.
Right, you don't and look then at I it, you're like, that wow, that expired 10 years ago. Fuck.
Same thing with the fridges. Like, with the fridge, whenever I move the fridge, I just put everything in the fridge in, like, a cooler, and then put it back in the fridge, and I don't really check when I should sometimes, because I'm like, this sauce says, like, 2016. It should be fine, right? And it's, like, 2018, and I'm like, it's a sauce. How bad could it be? And then I realized later that there was mold growing it the whole time, and it wasn't supposed to be green.
And it's like, this can was supposed to be a sphere, right? From the pressure buildup? That's right, right? And it should be shaking? That's normal. That's normal, right?
Yeah.
It's moving of its own accord.
That's fine.
But we kind of...
lively.
So we recycled all of our canned foods and got a bunch of pasta and dry foods and stuff. And then we got freezer food. Like, so we have a bunch of freezer food. And then a... like fresh food, so we can eat the fresh food like now and the next week, because I would like just ended a box plan, like a meal box plan, so we have a bunch of like stuff I can cook right now. And then also we're doing that like intermittent fasting, so we're only eating breakfast and lunch, which is nice because it helps. Means we're not eating a lot, and so we should be good for like probably a few months if we needed to be, but we'll see.
Yeah, I probably have about 3 weeks of sub interesting food to eat, like if we had to. Mm-hmm. But we're still like, Kate just ordered. Kate's not feeling super great, so she doesn't really want to deal with it. So she had Chipotle delivered for lunch, and she's going to get Thai for dinner. She was planning on doing a skillet dinner, but she just didn't feel up to it because she's just trying to get over it, because she's trying to figure out if she's working or not, and she's just kind of struggling. So.
Yeah, and the whole like, I mean, it's going to be really interesting if they stop food delivery, like period. Right.
Yeah, that's going to be where I might have to start raiding houses for their fucking tin cases of beans.
Yeah. I was hoping I could take your beans.
Got any
solid
beans?
Firefly reference?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was... Yeah, no, I think if at that point when they're just like, oh, no, we're actually, like, moving into a full point of no one is allowed to be outside and we're imposing curfews and stuff, I think that's when the riots will start. And I'll start looking into... launching raids in the neighboring neighborhood. Not my immediate neighborhood, but...
Yeah, the neighboring neighborhoods.
Yeah.
That starts getting into the stockpiling and why I own so much ammo. Let me ask if I'm allowed to talk about something real quick, because I want to mention it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to. So talk amongst yourselves real quick.
Okay.
I was going to say it'll be really interesting, because a lot of people are even at this point saying, like, you shouldn't eat food prepared by someone else because, like, blah, 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 you can't trust them or something like that. I don't know if a lot of people are saying that, but some people are under the impression that, you know, you got to go full
in-house. It's leaning more and more everything that I keep seeing, and just, like, over-precaution. to like to a point of like, don't leave your homes, don't go outside, don't talk to anybody from like more than 6 feet away. Like, and I was just like, this is, I don't know. I was actually telling Laura earlier, it's like, I think I'm starting to understand just from some of the stuff that I've been looking up on the coronavirus. And when Kendra comes back, he can feel free to correct me on anything that I'm totally wrong about. But
I've been listening so far. You're not wrong.
Okay. I haven't
he's always
started
listening.
Yet. Ah, but the reason they're treating it with such like epidemic and like such a higher priority crisis is because there's no treatment for it other than stay home and don't touch anybody and drink fluids. It's highly contagious because it's viral period where it can actually, you know, expand and reproduce is within like at least the first 5 days, and you don't have symptoms during that time. So you don't know that you're sick.
So it's not necessarily as like crazy contagious as some stuff like Ebola or some of the other ones where like being near someone, you suddenly die.
Right.
But the problem is like you're walking around like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to lick all the doorknobs I want. And then it's like, oh, yeah, you've been sick for a week. And you're like, I didn't know. But you're still contagious. So, yeah.
Right, right. So it's just kind of the idea of stopping it before it becomes more widespread by isolating everyone.
That's their theory. The biggest phrase is flattening the curve.
Yeah.
That's the hot sexy word right now.
And you got all those people who are trying to jump on the like reduce the stress on hospitals train and stuff like that.
That's what flattening the curve is.
Well, nobody knows what that means besides you, so you're alone.
I'm telling
and
you
feel
now.
Alone.
Flattening the curve is where they're talking about how 100% of the people are going to die or sorry.
Holy shit.
Bye, guys.
Well, then.
100% of people are going to contract this disease. Close to. And if they all do it right now, there will not be enough hospital beds for us all. But if you can push that back and you can spread that 100% over the next 6 months instead of 6 weeks, then the stress to the healthcare system will be less. And potentially manageable. That's the driving philosophy.
Gotcha.
Whether that's true or how that works, who knows? This is all basically made up nonsense. There's no data to support any of the things we're doing. We're just flying by the seat of our pants, and I'm not wearing any pants.
They're gonna start selling home intubation kits soon, so we'll just be able to do it at home, I bet.
I've got a pen. I'm holding one right now. It's fine.
Just jam it into your stomach.
What I confirmed was that I'm going to keep this somewhat anonymous, but I have a person that I know here who has already preliminarily received documents that authorize this individual to be out and about both at fuel stations and their place of work during a shelter-in-place order so that they can continue to support certain emergency personnel that rely on the services this individual works at. Like, this
What's
is the level that people
shelter in place
out.
Mean?
Shelter in place means that essentially there's a curfew that does not have a time frame. Like, essentially, you're not supposed to be out on the streets. You're not supposed to be doing stuff. Being on the streets constitutes a criminal act.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Stay in your houses. Do not go out, kind of
so
thing.
So that's about to happen for real, then.
It may or may not be, but there are people planning for that, which is kind of exciting.
I mean,
because then all of a sudden it's going to become fucking Mad Max.
Yeah, that's where the BDMS gear and the guns and the blow torches at the end of.
It's typically BDSM, but that's good. I think that's the Microsoft variant, is what you said.
Well, yeah.
But yes, yeah, the chainsaws, and I will definitely be adapting the armor that I have, this random suit of armor that I have bits of, into like appropriate things by using some leather jacket pieces, you know. So I'll definitely be committing to that at that point. Pole arms, my chainsaw, or my dad's chainsaw on a stick, my pole saw, all those things are going to be in play at that point.
So if that happens, how long do you think that will happen for? Like, do you think it will be like a week, or will it be like forever?
I mean,
not
it
forever,
depends
obviously,
on
but
whether it gets coupled with something like martial law. You know, like, if they're, like, and the cops are authorized to, like, arrest you on site, escort you back to your home kind of shit. Like, I don't know, man. That's scary at that point.
And that's got to be such a crazy thing for the police department, too, because you're actually asking them to work way more.
Yes. And expose themselves to all the sick fuckers. Everything's crazy. I mean, we just shut down four industries. Theaters are closed, bars are closed, and restaurants are closed. except for takeout. But like,
what's
we
it
just
for?
we gyms.
Oh, I was like, you can't just leave that dangling like that.
Sorry, I thought I said it. No, gyms. Gyms are the fourth. So literally, anybody in food service who gets tips just doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
Boom. Gone.
Yeah.
Which is why they're talking about doing that whole like suspension of like payments on energy and water and stuff like that, which I thought was pretty
cool. Yeah, and that's tough because like people are still consuming stuff, people are still, you know, we're still destroying things as agents of decay. But at the same time, I kind of have to say I agree with like Excel sent a message saying that they are as of now not cutting off anybody's electricity or gas for the next few months. And then that they're going to work with people for back payments and organize. Like they're trying to be reasonable and not dicks. So there's some definite positivity coming out of this, which I appreciate. It's just kind of annoying that we had to have all this shit to have that sort of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes that's what it takes, man.
Remember 9/11? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Always remember. Never mind.
Yeah, you're not supposed to forget that. They told us not to forget.
But seriously, do you remember when like everybody wasn't a shit?
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice.
And
the people
that are gonna leave it today.
Yeah. Yeah. The people
that
were usually got the people that were dicks during that point usually just got the shit kicked out of them like immediately.
And we're currently at less than 1/20th of American deaths, I think, of COVID-19 versus that. If my back of the envelope math adds up, so.
Well, does it?
I think it does, yeah. World deaths are probably close to the number of people who died in the World Trade Centers, so. Just to give a context, you know, what level of horrible. I'm done. I can't defend that. I'm drinking.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And I'm just backing that off. So, on that note, everybody,
thanks for listening. I mean, we can do this about the same.
Like, comment, and subscribe, I suppose, everybody.
Hope you're alive.
In the end times. If they still have podcasts on whatever Mad Max radio you're listening to this on.
Signing off for possibly the last time.
Oh my god, don't say that.
Too late.
Too soon.
No,
too
it's
soon.
It's done.
Ah! So-